I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Jake Shimabukuro has become the world's foremost ukulele player, taking the instrument into a wild range of musical realms beyond its Hawaiian origins. His most recent CD, Nashville Sessions, is an electric trio release with bassist Nolan Verner and percussionist Evan Hutchings. He returns to Eugene for a performance at the Jaqua Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute tonight, Friday, March 3rd, and he's here live in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again, Jake.
Aloha. Thanks for having me back, man. Appreciate it.
It's good to see you again. So a couple of years have spooled by since we saw each other last, so hopefully it's been a good couple of years for you musically.
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I always look forward to coming back to Eugene. You know, I have some friends that moved out here from Hawaii, so it's always nice to catch up with them as well.
Well, what's the first song you feel like playing for us this afternoon?
Well, I'll do something new and different. This is a new arrangement that I just kind of worked up, and it's one of my favorite Beatles songs because, you know, I think we talked about it last time. I'm a huge Beatles fan, so this is my interpretation of Eleanor Rigby.
Jake Shimabukuro doing Eleanor Rigby live in the KLCC studios. He'll be live tonight at the Shedd Institute in Eugene, the concert beginning at 7:30 in the Jaqua Concert Hall. Well, Beatles songs certainly seem to have done you well in your career. Your take
Everybody loves the Beatles.
They do, with good reason.
And it's the craziest thing, you know, their music, there's something so magical about a lot of their tunes. You know, they just seem to translate well on every instrument. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the piano, the guitar, the ukulele, you know, whatever it is. Their sense of melody was just so incredible. And, you know, and there are tunes like that. You know, you come across just these great melodic tunes. And that's why I think a lot of those jazz standards and, you know, classical music, you know, it's just they're so, you know, melody oriented, you know. And I think it's, you know, I mean, tunes like, you know, Hallelujah, you know, and another example. I mean, that melody just works on it doesn't matter what instrument you're playing it on, you know, or Over the Rainbow, you know, those tunes. It's just something about melody. And the cool thing about the ukulele is that, and I think I And I think Eddie Vedder actually said this. He said that one of the cool things about the ukulele is because you have less strings than a guitar, you tend to focus more on the melody, on the melodic playing, you know, because you have less notes, right? So you have to choose your notes, you know, very wisely. And, you know, so I think picking, you know, picking the, you know, being very, what's the word? Being very careful, you know, about your note selection, you know, becomes critical.
Eddie Vedder seems to be one of the many who've picked up the ukulele in recent years. It seems to have, well, attained more of a widespread popularity in the time since you had your career take off. How have you seen that change the music that's coming out for the ukulele?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I'm so excited, you know, for the instrument right now because I just see more and more artists, you know, incorporating it into their music. Of course, you know, George Harrison was a true ambassador of the instrument. I mean, he loved it. And then, of course, you have people like, we just talked about Eddie Vedder, but even bands like Train, you know, the band Train with their song Hey Soul Sister, you know, they used a lot of ukulele in that song. Then you have people like Taylor Swift who are picking it up, you know, Jimmy Buffett, you know, Michael McDonald. I mean, these big names, you would never think of them picking up the ukulele and playing it. And even Dave Matthews started bringing the ukulele onto the stage and playing a little bit as well. It's so great because people who would not necessarily listen to the ukulele, you know, they may not go to an ukulele concert, but if Eddie Vedder picks it up, then they'll be like, oh man, the ukulele is cool, and then they're going to want to listen to it, right? So I think it's a great time for the instrument. And I also want to give a lot, you know, I also want to acknowledge, you know, Israel Kamakavivola's version of Over the Rainbow, because I think his, you know, of course, that the way that he kind of reinvented the song, you know, in a way is just so beautiful. And and really showcases, you know, the beauty of the instrument and, of course, his voice. But, you know, that song, you know, being placed in all these different movies, you know, it just gave a whole different platform, you know, for the instrument, for people to be exposed to it. And I think that's why that song, that piece was so phenomenal.
Jake Shimabukuro, live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene at 7:30. What's the next song you feel like playing?
Since we talked about Hallelujah, and I'm a huge Leonard Cohen fan, and it was just so sad, you know, him passing last year. So I'm going to do Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jake Shimabukuro, live in the KLCC studios with Leonard Cohen's classic Hallelujah, done on the solo ukulele here in the KLCC studios. He's live tonight at the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene, beginning at 7:30. Well, Jake, those two are both cover songs, and you've made a significant career out of your interpretations and arrangements of other people's materials, but the most recent CD, Nashville Sessions, is entirely original and quite electric in trio form, and you did that in less than a week, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea was to kind of, you know, I was thinking about a lot of my favorite bands, you know, bands like the Beatles and, you know, or like the Rolling Stones, you know, a lot of those iconic bands, they would rent out the studio. Well, the record label would rent out the studio for them for like 2 or 3 months. And they basically just lived in the studio. And what they did was they would just have jam sessions. They would try to write, get inspired. As soon as they had an idea, you know, the engineer was right there and could just record them, you know, on the spot. And I remember just thinking like, oh man, you know, it's, that would be such a, like a dream come true, you know, for any musician, right? To just be in the studio, you know, all the time. And you could just, anytime you had an idea, you could try it. And you had someone there to, you know, that was ready to just record it and capture it. And you have all these, you know, all the equipment you could ever want, all the instruments you could ever need, you know, to experiment with. And so, you know, of course, you know, you know, I wouldn't be able to afford a, you know, renting out a studio for a couple months. So we tried to do it on a much, you know, smaller scale. And what we did was we rented out the studio for 6 days. And we went in with no prepared music. I worked with Nolan Verner, he's a Nashville session bassist, and Evan Hutchings, who's also a Nashville bass session drummer, studio drummer. And we just went in there, and we just jammed. We just came up with ideas. I mean, hey, what do you think of this? And, you know, we would just try playing, and that would lead to something. We'd be like, oh, I like that, you know? Yeah, let's try and record that. And we just kept playing and recording and playing and recording. And at the end of 6 days, we ended up with like 13 or 14 tracks. And not, you know, some of them weren't very good at all. but you know, but we just thought, wow, this is kind of cool, you know? So we took 10 out of the 14 that we had, and we released it as an album, and that was called The Nashville Sessions. And in fact, one of the songs on the album, I think it's the last song, it's a song called Kilauea. And we had this idea, you know, I was thinking of, you know, Kilauea is the active volcano in Hawaii on the Big Island. And I was thinking of, you know, Eddie Van Halen. And I remember when his that track Eruption, when that came out, it just blew my mind, because I was like, wow, is he getting all these sounds, you know, with his guitar? And so that track Eruption, that track Eruption inspired the song Kilauea, because I was thinking, you know, I want to be more experimental with the different sounds on the ukulele and try to get, you know, some different textures. So I plugged my uke through all these, you know, overdrives and distortions and all that, and, you know, got these really cool sounds.
Jake Shimabukuro, who will perform a live show tonight in Eugene at the Jaqua Concert Hall beginning at 7:30 p.m. Have one more for us live this afternoon?
Sure. Well, this is, to me, one of the most incredible classic rock tunes, you know, ever put together. So this is my interpretation of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Thank you.
somewhere. Freddie Mercury is smiling up there. Jake Shimabukuro with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody live on the solo ukulele here in the KLCC studios. Jake is live tonight at the Jaqua Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts beginning at 7:30 p.m. His most recent CD is Nashville Sessions, an electric trio set with Nolan Verner and Evan Hutchings. For information and tickets on tonight's show, theshedd.org. And for more on Jake's music, jakeshimabukuro.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Thanks, Jake, for coming in.
Aloha. Thank you.